JM and the AM on this Wednesday morning. We've been telling you about the Dirshu Kinnus Olam HaTorah with the theme of Kabbalah Shabbos, and we'll talk more about that theme over the next couple of weeks. It's happening at the Prudential Center on Sunday, June the 9th. It's officially in the Shlosha Simei Agbalah. Information, reservations, you want to make sure to log on to dirshuseum.org, dirshuseum.org, or dial 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. Reb Baruch Levine is one of the people that's going to be inspiring the crowd of many, many thousands on June the 9th at the Prudential Center. He is part of a nice, long list of performers. And again, I call them inspirers in this context, who are going to be there on the 9th of June. And Rabbi Baruch Levine joins us live via telephone on this Wednesday morning broadcast at JM in the AM. Rabbi Baruch, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Rabbi Malcolm. A pleasure to be here.
First thing I thought of, with the 15,000 plus that are expected June the 9th at the Prudential Center, likely not the largest crowd you've ever sung for. Am I right about that?
Not the largest crowd. It's still large and a little intimidating and very humbling. And,
Oh, I'm not, believe me, I'm not minimizing how massive this event is. My point, however, is that they've gotten somebody who's a veteran at this, because you've been at the center of the inspiring Jewish music selections for even larger crowds than this. So I get it. You know, it's a nerve-wracking experience, but my gosh, what is it like? I mean, what, when the numbers are insane, when they're over 15,000 or, you know, all the way up between that and, I don't know, 70, 80,000. I mean, what's it like? A lot of people always joke they'd rather sing, you know, for 50,000 people than for 10 people. What are your feelings when, you know, an entire arena or stadium of people are following your lead to participate in a nigun?
First of all, I definitely whisper a lot of prayers and feel like that you know, I used to come into a performance and just, you know, daven about, I don't know, Hashem, you know, I shouldn't get hoarse, or you know, the crowd should be. Now I'm like, there's so many things that are out of your control. Right. I just say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let it be. Let it have Nesiyas Chaim, the Einei Elokim, the Adam, that Hashem, you should be proud, and the people should enjoy. And personally, I really, you kind of disconnect. You can't think about it. It's like everything in life. If you go into something and think about it too much,
right,
and how consequential something is, you kind of freeze up. Whereas I'm going to do the best I can. I try to connect with, you know, sometimes when the crowd is so big, it's very hard to even find, something like a concert, the way you connect is,
right,
with, you know, you contact with a few people. Here it's so big, yet you try to find with the band and try to make an intimate sort of ruach with the people around you that everyone else could share in. That's maybe what I tried to do.
Well, it's a remarkable accomplishment, frankly, and as you said, so many things have to go right for everything to come out right. So the one above is certainly looking down when events like this take place and helping out. And by the way, have they made a decision yet, since it is officially in the Shlosha Simei Agbalah? Will you be accompanied a real musical arrangement? Are they expecting this to be done a cappella? What have they planned for that day, just 3 days before Shavuos?
The plans are, you know, I don't know how it falls out with Shkia and whatnot. I definitely leave it entrusted to the obvious, you know, the actors that are involved.
Right.
I think we're having a band with Freila Orchestra. Real, it's gonna be
the real deal, huh?
The real deal, you know. And it's like, it's almost like you're getting your ruchnius and your gashmius and one. I wouldn't even say gashmius. It's a gashmius, which is a ruchnius. Right. It's a, you know, music and inspiration and Torah, and hopefully to propel us all forward to take on a Kabbalah some sort, you know? Yeah.
Look, I mean, people like yourself and Zanvo Weinberger and Naftali Kempa, as you said, the Freilich Orchestra, the Shira Choir, they're all going to be part of it. So obviously there is that whole musical element. But as you're alluding to, you know, people shouldn't forget this is a real Torah gathering with incredible speeches and a lot of inspiring talks. And obviously that time of year, right before Shavuos, that goes a very, very long way. And as you said, and we're going to be talking more about this theme, because the theme is Kabbalah Shabbos. And yes, not only is there a theme of Shabbos and being Makabel Shabbos and observing Shabbos properly, but because the study of the Halacha is going to be starting the section of Hilchos Shabbos, then who knows? You may be right. There may be thousands of people who are going to be inspired to take on a Kabbalah and actually go ahead and incorporate a daily Hilchos Shabbos study into their schedules. There's a lot going on, a lot of great spirituality, a lot of tremendous inspiration. And I think you'd agree, right? I mean, I know you're biased, or at least you represent a biased point of view because of your always at the forefront of the music at events like this. But people need to realize you're a Rebbe, you're someone who appreciates Limud HaTorah, you're someone who appreciates Kabbalahs of people, you know, taking on things on a daily or regular basis. And it's really going to be a balance of the two. When people are inspired that day on the 9th of June, it's not only going to be inspired because the music was so inspirational, but the whole Torah element is going to be inspirational.
Yes, 100%. Like many times at events, it's very hard to know what to cut and what to put in, and are the speeches too long? Are they dark? You know, is the music too long? I've been, you know, to Dirshu events, and they really have, it's a very hard balance. But they do it. They do it amazingly well to give everybody that feeling. And like I said, even the music itself, you're coming for a certain kind of music. Right. It's not sad. It's not depressing. It's Leibodik. It's frail. But it lends itself to taking on these Kabbalahs and getting oneself
in general, you've always, you know, spoken about a Torahdik atmosphere and how, you know, the proper musical environment creates that. And I'm sure that's exactly what you're going for. That's exactly what you want it to be that day. So. Reb Baruch Levine is with us. Dirshu's Kinnus Olam HaTorah happens at the Prudential Center on Sunday, June the 9th. As we've been saying, the theme, and we keep building more and more on this, is Kabbalah Shabbos. And again, many people already have made a commitment to study Halacha each and every day through our friends at Dirshu, and obviously that number is going to increase as people are inspired from this event to take it upon themselves. But now you have one thing you got to do, folks. You got to make sure to be in a seat during the Shloshos Yemei Hagbalah on Sunday, June the 9th at the Prudential Center. Go to dirshuseum.org. Again, go to dirshuseum.org. You could also dial 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. Again, information and reservations, dirshuseum.org, S-I-Y-U-M. dirshuseum.org. Reb Baruch Levine is with us. You make a very important point, and you and I have had the pleasure of working with Dirshu and Dirshu events in the past. For me, most notably, it was one of their siyumim in Tel Aviv that was remarkable, and we had the chance to broadcast it live on the air. But there is something, not to knock anybody else, because a lot of different outfits do a great job, but there is something about their events where they seem to get it all right, everything on schedule, not a wasted second. I mean, I'm sure as a performer or as somebody who's representing them in a musical way, I'm sure you get that feeling that there's just, it's a very organized, well-planned out event.
It really is. It really is. Even when we're, you know, talking about different songs and planning songs, the organizers say, you know, you're going to plan X amount, but you may only do Y amount. And the music is ready for that. A lot of preparation that gets, you know, in real time, gets transmitted the right way so the right things go on, you know?
100%. And everyone should take advantage of the fact that Dirshu is going to be putting together a really well-run event on June the 9th. So how much music gets in? I mean, I should ask this question to your Talmidim, I guess, but I'll ask you, how much music gets incorporated into your Rebbe schedule? Is this something that's prominent in your classroom or around your classroom activities, or are the two separate? Where, you know, you're a Rebbe when you need to be a Rebbe, and the music is addressed at the appropriate time.
That's a great question. I don't I put it this way, I don't dumb down my teaching and learning with, you know, with music, but I don't hide it either. So let's say, for example, first of all, there's so many times where just being musical helps so much. It helps for davening, makes it so geschmack. It helps just reading a Gemara with the right intonations and the right, you know, it's voice inflections. And then, of course, you know, let's just be real. Every Rebbe, you know, boys are in class for a long time. The Talmidim are in yeshiva for a long time. And whatever sometimes extracurricular you can offer and give them, not necessarily as a bribe, but like as a reward, and say, boys, yeah, we learned this Gemara so well today, I want to play you a preview of my new song that's coming out.
Right?
So I have the ability to do that. Whereas another Rebbe will say, okay, we're going to go play a baseball, or we're going to go get Slurpees. You know, and I do that also, but it definitely makes it exciting and it helps a lot.
Do you have a keyboard or guitar in your classroom or not?
I do not. I do bring it in once or twice a year, but, you know, I have ways to play music. I'll tell you something funny. The other day, a boy comes to school. He comes late, and he says, "Yeah, I'll tell you why I was late." He said, "I wanted to make sure that when I left the house, I put on 24/6. I put on your music to play all day because I want Rebbe to make money all day."
Oh, that kid knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, don't get a late note.
Yes, I will accept that excuse gladly. I love it. I assume every time you're studying whatever it is, whether it's Beir Tzvila, whether it's Gemara, whether it's Mishnah, whether it's Chumash or Navi, I'm sure every time you come across a pusik or passage that's a song, your Talmidim expect you to break into that song. That's what I guess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, of course.
The biggest benefit of being familiar with Jewish music, you get to be able to show your expertise in Jewish music, because some of your Talmidim are like, "What? There's actually a song for those words? That's amazing." is with us. He'll be doing all of this. He won't be doing it in the classroom atmosphere, but he'll be doing it in an arena atmosphere at the Prudential Center for the big Deer Shoe event. They're calling it a Kinnis Olam HaTorah, and they do this really, really well with prominent speakers, tremendous a list of Rebbeim and Rosh Yeshiva, and of course a great list of musical performers who that night are not really musical performers. I call them musical inspirers, because Baruch Levine and his Chaverim that night are really going to be there in order to inspire everybody, especially with the timing in the Shloshes Me'agbala right before the holiday of Shavuos. Prudential Center, Sunday, June the 9th. Kabbalah Shabbos is the theme, and they are hoping, and I'm sure it'll happen, that many people, including people in this audience, will accept upon themselves to study Hilchos Shabbos, which begins right around then in terms of their cycle, on a daily basis. Go to deershoeseum.org for your information and your reservations, deershoeseum.org. It is filling up. I got that message yesterday, and they are going to be setting up for over 15,000 people, which is pretty remarkable. There's also a phone number to call for your information and reservations, 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. What time does Shir start this morning, Rebaruch?
We start at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yeah, you're under the gun here. You have less than 15 minutes to get into that classroom.
I'm prepared. Yeah, I'm in class already. I'm in a classroom already.
Any Talmidim or nobody's there that early?
not yet. The buses arrive in about 5 minutes.
And your neighborhood, your community, just continues to grow, right?
Baruch Hashem, you know, a lot thanks to your brother.
He did a good job with that. And you're there how many years in Waterbury?
More than 20 already.
So you've seen
the
it.
Joke, I mean, is I was,
yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it really grow. I tell everyone, I'm here 20 years. I take it 1 year at a time. But that's how we all should be taking it in Golis, you know.
No, I get
one year
that.
At a time. We do the best we can.
That I hear. But 20 years ago, I would assume it looked a lot different than today.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
no, there's a lot of shuls, a lot of infrastructure, we just bought a new building, the boys, you know, of Yeshiva Katana. So,
wow. Most importantly, I hope there's a kosher pizza shop up there. I hope.
There is a kosher pizza shop. There isn't too much. Not too much in that in the extra department. But yeah, the kosher pizza is not the kosher deli.
Baruch Hashem. I'll tell you, now you know the neighborhood has made it. Now you know the community is a community.
Almost like the Lower East Side. That's how Heimish we are over here. You know,
it used to be you needed a shul and a mikveh. Now imagine this: kosher pizza and a deli, and you're all set. Reb Baruch, good luck on the 9th. It's really going to be something extra special. I know you're encouraging all of our listeners to sign up, to come, and to be inspired at a time of year where people are looking for inspiration. That's right before Shavuos. So a tremendous amount of mazel we wish you, and big yeshe koach. You're a go-to man. You're a go-to Rebbe and a go-to performer for these types of events. And hey, what can I say? If you're able to inspire tens of thousands at a time, then obviously you're doing a really good job.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking forward. You should have atzlacha. We should all have atzlacha
in
this time, and everyone should be mekabel Torah in the best of states.
100%, yeah. As we build up to Kabbalah Satorah during this Sfira period. Reb Baruch Levine, joining us from up in Waterbury. He won't be in Waterbury June 9th. He'll be at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, where they are on their way to selling over 15,000 seats for this event. For information, reservations, etc., if you want to be inspired, deershusium.org. Deershusium.org. There's also a phone number, 929-522-1121. 929-522-1121. Oh, we have the brand new a cappella Avas Yisrael from Baruch Levine. Here it is at JM in the AM.
Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev, Oyev Olimi, She'oyev Es Yisroel. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev, Oyev Olimi, She'oyev Es Yisroel. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev, El Olimi, She'oyev Es Yisroel. Ay, 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 v'chol ma'she'od amati, Oy, magdilah avosoi l'Yisroel. We magdi la havosoy leisrove. We gam hakadosh baruch hu magdi lo olam v'chol machsheod magdi. We magdi la havosoy leisrove.
JM in the AM. Baruch Levine, I thank him for joining us. Deershusium.org for the Prudential Center on the 9th of June.